Sweet. This is DJ Sweet Fig.
And Remy.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes, you are. And we definitely did not run here and are not out of breath.
You're not supposed to tell them, man. I had a radio show at 8 a.m. I think I've said this off the air. I don't know if I've ever said this on the air.
Uh-huh.
Or if it was years ago now at this point that I had radio show. This is before you came on the show, actually.
Before my time.
8 a.m. It used to be Fridays at 8 a.m. And that was you know, that's an early time for a college student.
For so anyone, I think.
I would always wake up and like a little late, like 7:40. And if you know where Latin Way is, it's
Latin
a little
Way
bit
is.
Of a hike. That's where I lived that semester. It's a little bit of a hike from where we are. So I would have to sprint. And this is the fall semester, so it's cold most of the time. So I would sprint over here to the show, and I'd get in the guy before me would, you know, we'd do our little switch, and I'd literally be like and then I would get on the show and be like, this is DJ Sweet Fig and we are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, like, let's jump into the first song, and then I'd throw the first song on and go but I never said anything.
Well, I ruined it for you. Now you've outed yourself.
I'm a professional. Yeah, 2 years ago, Dylan, that was rough, but it's okay.
Not anymore, no. Now we're pros.
Well, let's jump into the first song.
When I was young, I fell in love, we used to hold hands, man, that was enough. Yeah. Then we grew up, started to touch, used to kiss underneath the light on the back of the bus. I know your daddy didn't like me much, and he didn't believe me when I see you with a wall. Every day, she found a way out of the window to sneak out late. She used to meet me on the inside, in the city with a sunset. And every day, you know that we ride through the back streets of a blue Corvette. You know I just wanna leave tonight. We can go anywhere we want. Drive down to the coast, jump in the sea. Just take my hand and come with me, yeah. We can do anything if you put a mind to it. Take your whole life, then you put a line through it. My love is yours if you're willing to take it. Give me a heart, cause I'm gonna break it. So come away, start it today. Start a new life together in a different place. We know that love is how all these ideas came to be.
A dream, I have a family, a house and everything in between. And then suddenly, we're 10, 23. And then we got pressure for taking our love more seriously. We got a dead end jobs and got bills to pay. Have old friends and now our enemies. And now I'm thinking back to when I was young, back to the day when I was falling in love. He used to meet me on the east side, in the city where the sun don't set. And every day you know where we'd ride, through the back streets in a blue Corvette. I just wanna leave tonight. We can go anywhere we want. Drive down to the coast, jump in the sea. Just take my hand and come with me. Singing, we can do anything if we put a mind to it. Take your old life and you put a line through it. My love is yours if you're willing to take it. Give me your heart cause I ain't gonna break it. So come away, starting to taste. Start a new life together in a different place. Know the love is how all these ideas came to be. He used to meet me on the east side. She used to meet me on the east side, the city where the sun don't set.
Shadows dancing on my plans. I'm not afraid to
Okay, you just heard Eastside by Benny Blanco, Halsey, and Khalid.
Khalid, you know, whatever.
I think it's got to be Khalid.
I'm sure somebody's asked him about this. We could probably just pull up an
interview.
That's
probably an interview about that. Because DJ Khalid has an E, and he's K-H-A-L-I-D. So, I don't know. You got to differentiate yourself in this game, man. Followed by Leave the City by 21 Pilots. Followed by Watch by Billie Eilish?
I think
Eilish.
Eilish,
I like that. 21 Pilots, Leave the City. That song sounds to be... you know how I said... that song, that John Bellion song, New York Soul with the piano bit. Yeah. I had like a vision in my head of like a movie scene behind that. Yeah. I have a similar one for 21 Pilots, and it's
the band as a whole or
the song Leave the City. The song Leave the City.
What's the vision? Do you want to talk about it?
It's not fully formed, but it's kind of like it's when you ever see the movie Avatar with the blue people.
Yes.
You know when it's basically when the main character hits rock bottom and they like get cast out from the group and they like do whatever needs to be done to like save the day and like get back in the group, and I was like, oh my god, that's crazy.
That's what you think of when you listen
that's
to that
what
song.
I think when I hit that song. Yeah, but it's like they got cast out from the city. It's like medieval times, where I don't know. That's how I like it, man. Remy, yes. I wanted to talk to you about my phone.
Oh no.
And yes, I
we've had many conversations about your phone, actually.
Not on the air though.
No.
So if my phone is so destroyed, and so it essentially doesn't have skin.
That's a weird way to say. Now I'm just thinking about myself not having skin, and it's making me uncomfortable.
Here's what I mean by that. I cracked my phone not this past August, the August before.
That's pretty crazy.
Long time.
But so how bad was the crack?
It was not as bad. It's in the bottom right hand corner of the screen, so it's not terrible.
Yeah.
And actually, it wasn't my fault. I didn't even drop it. I was holding
squeeze it too hard. You
I just have
forearms.
I'm a forearm fiend. I was holding the camper's pill, the Beats pill, which is a speaker, in my bag, and it fell off of. I was a camp counselor at the time. It fell off of a bleacher, and my phone is in my bag because I'm not using it at work.
Fell on your bag it cracked the phone.
The pill was in the bag as well, and it cracked the phone when the bag came off.
Oh, I see.
And I heard it. I was like, "That's broken. I know that's broken."
Yeah,
but
you hate to see that.
I dealt with it for over a year. Now I was in DC and trying to find. I was doing like city bike thing, and I was trying to find where to dock it. But they have an app for that, and I was looking at the app, and I went over like a bump. Phone out of my hand.
You were cycling while on your phone?
Yes.
Isn't that illegal?
That's not texting and driving.
Might as well be.
I was on the sidewalk. Well, now it's really destroyed, and it's bad because it rains a decent amount up here in Boston, and I need my phone sometimes, like answer emails or whatever, or say like, hey, I'm coming to the meeting or whatever. But I can't take it out because that's why I get to this metaphor of it doesn't have skin.
It looks like it's missing the top.
I need
from the camera to the left part of the phone, it's just not there.
I need that actually happened when I did drop it in my bathroom my home right before coming to Tufts. I believe that we're getting me a new one in over Thanksgiving.
That's good.
It's bad, man.
You can finally return my texts.
I'm bad with that. I'll get better, man. I'll get better. The charging doesn't even work though. I need to have it at the perfect angle to charge it.
I had my phone last year did that, and then eventually it broke, and I just went a month without a phone, which is very tough.
Wow,
that was really difficult.
What?
At first, and then it was actually kind of nice.
Oh, I know it's nice. Why do you think I hate texting? I love calling people. I called my friend yesterday, actually. Talked to him for 40 minutes. I haven't spoken to him in a little bit. He's very good at snapping and texting and things, and I'm not. I love that like hour-long call with someone, you know?
Yeah.
I'm about that.
Also, before we go to another song, I looked up the pronunciation of...
What is it?
Khalid. Basically, on his Twitter, he said... Khalid is pronounced K-U-H-Lead, L-E-E-D.
Okay, so Khalid. It is Khalid.
Yeah, not Khalid.
What I'm hearing is Remy was wrong.
Hey, look, I'm just here in search of the facts, okay?
All right.
And we found him.
Well, man, you know we got to play some John Bellion.
Absolutely.
He's been releasing a new single. He has a new album, and he's just been releasing single after single after single, and it's forming an album, and I'm really about that.
Let's get it.
Life became became dangerous. The day we all became famous. No one cares if you're happy, just as long as you claim it. How can we change this? The day we all became famous. No one cares if you have it, just as long as they think you do. Just as long as they think you do. Just as long as they think you do. I don't need the foot, just need you to think I can get. I don't need the wood, just need you to think I hit it. I don't need the good, just need you to think I did it. I don't need the good, don't need the good, don't need no. Life became dangerous the day we all became famous. No one cares if you're happy, just as long as you claim it. How can we change this? The day we all became famous. No one cares if you have it, just as long as they think you do. 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 The day we all became famous. No one cares if you're happy, just as long as you claim it. How can we change this? The day we all became famous. No one cares if you're happy, just as long as they think you do. 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 No real estate in the real world. How
right, you just heard The Internet by John Bellion, followed by Rat-a-tat by Loudpipes.
Wait, nope, switch that around.
Rat-a-tat by Loudpipes, right? Right.
Wait, nope. It's Loudpipes by
Rat-a-tat. I mixed it up there, okay. Followed by The Electric Feel by Coast Modern.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty cool cover of Electric Feel, obviously an MGMT song.
Yeah.
And it's done in a very different way. This one kind of has like a funky kind of downbeat.
I don't know the original, but I like it.
You don't know the original Electric Feel?
No. Is it one of those songs that I know, but I don't know that I know it?
Absolutely, what we should play next.
Oh, okay. Well,
or at some point, not next, but at some point during the show. I think that's a pretty classic song that most people know.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we'll give me a taste and we'll see if I recognize it. What's it called? The Internet is by John, our man John Bellion. That album cover again looks
beautiful.
Looks amazing.
It's tough to show people, but it's basically got this castle that's rising
kind of
out.
Feel.
Yeah, it looks kind of like Atlantis. It's not so much rising out of the sea, maybe rising out of the sea floor. This beautiful kind of gold castle with lights and stuff on it.
I have a poster of his The Human Condition
right
in my room, and I might want to get that.
He's got
that
fantastic album covers.
The guy's just doing the right things.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if he paints them himself, but he's definitely got input on them, I assume.
Oh, I assume that he has input, and he gets the fact that he gets contracts and artists to do something cool, and he says yes. That's like.
Is there anything that we found that we didn't like about John Bellion?
No,
I don't think so.
I hope that he doesn't do anything bad.
Yes, as do I.
Also, I'm exposing who picked this song by saying this, but Rat-a-tat, that Loudpipes by Rat-a-tat, I did not know that there were no words, so I kept waiting for it to come on. I'm like, oh, okay, I like this beat. Uh-huh. When's it going to start? Okay,
it's just
2 minutes late. Wait. Nope, still not yet. I'm like, okay, well, this is going to be an interesting verse.
I think Rat-a-tat isn't so much a singer as just a
Pokemon, because he's a Pokemon. Rat-a-tat's a Pokemon.
I believe he, you know, the remix of Kid Cudi's song in Project X. I'm blanking on the name right now.
Nope.
No.
You said a lot of words.
Pursuit of Happiness.
I love
Pursuit of Happiness remix.
The movie. Oh no.
That was in.
Nope. I got nothing. You said a lot of words and a lot of names, and I recognized none of them.
Okay, you know the song Pursuit of Happiness by Kid Cudi.
No.
Wow.
I know the movie The Pursuit of Happiness,
not
and I have
all,
a lot of great scenes
at all.
In it.
I need to give you musical education in this particular area of these two songs, but not right now.
Okay.
I'll do it later. I'm very surprised you don't know that song.
No.
I think that's one of those songs that when you hear, you'll be like, I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice. When you hear it, you'll say, oh, I know this song, except now I just admitted on air that I didn't know it.
Oh,
but you do, I'm telling you.
Okay, well.
Anyway,
let's play the next song, I guess.
Yes.
This one's we're throwing in, you know, Ariana Grande had her new song, Thank You, Next.
I've been hearing so much about it, I haven't actually heard
it. It's very good. It's about her exes, and she mentions, like, I think the first line is, thought I'd end up with Sean, so Big Sean, like, but it wasn't a match. And then something about Ricky, who's, I believe, one of her dancers, and then something about him. Almost got married, but for Pete, I'm thankful. And then something about Malcolm, and he was an angel, which is like Mac Miller. The song, I like it because it's, someone said it's very wholesome, and I kind of agree, you know, because Thank You Next, that sounds like a screw you.
It sounds all dismissive.
But you listen to the song, it's actually really nice, and that like, it's like kind of self-love, and like, I'm gonna go forward.
Yeah.
I like it. So we're gonna play a Mac and Ariana Grande song, because Thank You Next is explicit, which the two of us find very frustrating and limiting.
Because a lot of great, great songs have one or two curse words in them.
I would say most songs at this point that we listen to
have
curse words in them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not about playing the clean songs personally. I also think they're harder to find.
Hard to find, for sure. we should just start playing Kidz Bop versions of these songs.
They changed, fun fact, instead of Sex by the Fire at Night for Bruno Mars song, they changed it to Strawberry Milkshakes.
Wow.
Yeah. And Kidz Bop.
What a euphemism.
That's not even, oh my goodness. Let's get the song on because I'm going to get frustrated.
Don't know. sense to it all. Like nobody gonna break your heart. It'll be alright, babe. See me, I got you covered. I'ma be your lover. You might be the one. If it's only tonight, hey. We don't need to worry. We ain't in a hurry. Rushing into love. Things come together, they have to fall apart. It's been a while since I've been sober. This life can be so hard. I'd rather talk about you. Say, you just don't know how beautiful you are. And maybe that's my favorite part. Nobody gonna break your heart. It'll be alright, babe. See me, I got you covered. I'ma be your lover. You might be the one. If it's only tonight, babe. We don't need to worry. We ain't in a hurry. Rushing into love.
If you wanna stay, we're taking it slow.
Quicker lyrics, you know you find me ripping the writtens out of the pages they sit in. I never want to get bitten, cause plagiarism is hidden. Watch how I sit on the rhythm. Prisoner with a vision, signed to a label but didn't listen to any criticism. Thought you knew but you didn't, so perk your ears up and listen. Studio was the system and you could say that I'm driven. And now it's onto the next saga, we drink the best lager. I'll never try to win you over like your stepfather. I do my own thing now and get respect after. And I'm avoiding the cane like it was Get Carter. For 4 years I never had a place to stay, but it's safe to say that it kept me grounded like a paperweight. At 16 years old, yeah, I moved out of my home. I was Macy Gray, I tried to say goodbye and I choked and went from sleeping at a subway station to sleeping with a movie star and adding to the population. Not my imagination, I don't want to relax. Would it hurt your reputation if I put it on wax? I take it back now. Mm-hmm. Come on and take it back, love. Come on and take it back for us. Don't you fade into the back, love. No. I take it back with the rhythm and blues. With my rap pack, I'll be singing the news. Trying to act like Jack Black when I bring him to school. I make a beat with my feet by just hitting a loop. Bringing the lyrics to prove that I can fit in these shoes. I give you the truth through the vocal booth. And stars burst out on a scene like an Oprah fruit. They try to take aim like Beckham when he goes to shoot. But then again, that's what they're supposed to do. And I'm supposed to be calm. I tattoo the lyrics onto my arm. Whispering everything that happens is from now on. I'll be ready to start again by the end of the song. And so they're claiming that I handle it wrong. But then I've never had an enemy. Except the enemy. But I'll be selling twice as many copies as their magazines will ever be. With only spectacles ahead of me and festival fees are healthier than a Dalmatian on pedigree. Singing for the masses, rubber dinghy rapids. I keep the trap in a habit and keep on fashioning magic. I'm battling for respect and I don't know if I'll have it. But songs from the heart cover the planet, I'll take it back now. Mm-hmm. Come on and take it back, love. Come on and take it back for us. Don't you fade into the back, love. No. And take it back now.
Now I don't ever wanna be perfect, cause I'm a singer that you never wanna see shirtless. And I accept the fact that someone's gotta win worse dress. Taking my first steps into the scene, giving me focus, putting on a brave face like Timothy Dalton. Considering a name change, thinking it was hopeless, rhyming over recordings, avoiding tradition, cause every day some lyrics and a melody could be written that absent can make your heart ache, but drinking absent can change your mind state vividly. Need to let my liver be. And I say it again, living life on the edge with a close handful of friends. It's good advice from the man who took his life on the road with me. And I hope to see him blowing up globally, cause that's how it's supposed to be. I'm screaming out vocally, it might seem totally impossible achieving life streams, but I just write schemes. I'm never having a stylist giving me tight jeans. Madison Square Garden is where I might be, but more likely you find me in the back room of a dive bar. My mates having a pint with McDade, discussing records we made, and every single second knowing that we'll never betray the way we were raised, remembering our background. Sat down, that's how we plan it out, it's time to take it back now. Come on and take it back, love. Come on and take it back for us. Don't you fade into the back, love. No. Come on and take it back, love. Come on and take it back for us. Don't you fade into the back, love. No.
Each time I let you stay the night, stay the night. Up in the morning, tangled in sheets, we play the moment on repeat, on repeat. When you're standing there in your underwear and my t-shirt from the night before, with your messed up hair and your feet still bare, would you mind closing the bedroom door? Time we meet, I know you're coming home with me, home with me. Sweat like a sauna, break out the ice. I know you're gonna stay the night, stay the night. When you're standing there in your underwear and my t-shirt from the night before, with your messed up hair and your feet still bare, would you mind closing the bedroom door?
right, you just heard My Favorite Part by Mac Miller and Ariana Grande, followed by Take It Back by Ed Sheeran, followed by Toothbrush by DNCE, or DNCE, as I like to call it.
Nope.
Nope. Well,
absolutely
these things happen, man. What's it called? We're gonna play Electric Feel, and we're gonna see
The original MGMT.
The original one in just a minute. I want to talk to you about something first.
What's up?
Are you aware of the video game Overwatch?
Yes.
It's a very popular game.
I've never played it, but I...
Neither have I.
Okay.
And no, this is not going to be a discussion about video games, so don't turn off. They did something new, or maybe not new, with their how they kind of marketed the game and everything, mm-hmm. which I really like, because they have heroes are like the characters you can play in this game, like first-person shooter game.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And to give like backstory to the characters and everything... They made little short films for each character.
How many characters are there?
There's a lot at this point.
Wow.
So, and it's very
high. How long are the films?
It's animated short, you know, like 10 minutes, 12 minutes.
That's a lot of.
5 to 12 minutes, I'd say, each one. And they're like very high production value. Like it, and great, like short film storytelling.
I mean, I'm sure Overwatch has a lot of money. I mean, it's a very popular game. They can do this.
Well, they did it, but they did it from the start. So they know that this was the plan.
I see.
And even if you don't play the game, which I don't, mm-hmm. I still love the backstory.
You watched it?
I've watched all the little short films because I think they're awesome. I think they're so cool.
That's a really cool marketing strategy.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, I want to look up because it's Blizzard Entertainment that I know because they put it at the start of everything, which you should. You know, you made it, so you made something good. Because I want to like look up and see if they're hiring because, you know, that would be cool.
Grab a job as a film editor.
That would be crazy.
You probably need some animation skills, though.
No, I don't think so. Well, you want to be an animator, you need the animator skills. The animators aren't the one writing the story. The animators aren't the one.
Would you want to be on the concept creation?
That'd be interesting, yeah.
That'd be great.
That'd be very cool. All right, shall we play... I already forgot the name.
Electric Feel by
Electric
MGMT.
Feel. Okay, okay, all right. We always get updates.
Try not to let
the
judgment slip into my voice.
Okay, all right, let's give it... Let's see. We're going to play a couple seconds. All right. Okay. So far, I do not recognize it.
You're gonna recognize it. You'll recognize the chorus.
I'm gonna go forward.
100%. Stop skipping around.
I don't recognize it.
Yes, because you played.
I don't know this
song. You played
song.
A second here and a second there. You have to listen to the song.
I don't know the song, man. I recognize Kids. I'm pretty sure I've heard that one.
If I took my favorite song in the world and cut it around the way you just cut that, I wouldn't recognize a single note. There's no way you can recognize a song from that.
I can, man.
Clearly, you can't. Because
I don't know the song. It's not necessarily the case. I'll go higher. I don't care.
I don't know if these mics can pick up.
Can pick it up. I'll have to get really far away from the mic. I don't care. Okay. Yeah, I don't recognize it.
That's a shame.
Was the other one?
Well, some, I think the other one, Kid Cudi? Is not radio safe.
Ah, that's classic. It's so frustrating, man. That clean.
But you, it's explicit.
It's,
but
it's becoming difficult
you almost
to find music.
Definitely know. Pursuit of Happiness by Kid Cudi is a classic. Kid Cudi song. One of his most famous, one might say.
When did it come out?
Let's see.
Because I didn't care.
2009?
2009, I was in sixth grade.
Okay, but it's been played a lot since then.
But I did not care about music probably until like maybe sophomore year of high school, and then I started listening to people.
Okay, but you have...
I've had a radio show for a long time.
You enjoy music from artists like the Beatles...
Yeah,
we were way before the time that you started.
Yeah,
hearing music,
but that's because I would be in the car with like my dad or my mom.
You're saying your dad's not bumping Kid Cudi on the family vacations?
My dad thinks, and he's listening. My dad thinks that John Bellion is straight up rap.
No,
I know.
No.
Can we talk to him right now? Because we were playing it on we were driving home once, and I played it, and he was like, "All right, can we like find some songs that's not rap?" And I put him on. I put his
playlist. Was it a song in which he was rapping?
Yeah, but for like 20 seconds, the rest of it is singing.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes people selectively choose when they're trying to make an argument. They'll not to say their dad's wrong, but just say, you know,
he's wrong. You're wrong.
He'll listen to one part, and if that's all he knows of the song, one could assume that is rap.
Here's my problem too, is as I've asked him, and here's my argument to it, and he's heard this already. He thinks that rap is not music. But I say that you can't say that because, and similar vein. So I ask him, is modern art art? You know, and you know what I'm talking about. Like, turn a, if I put like an orange dot on a piece of paper and I'm like, $20 million, buy it. Like, is that art?
Does your dad think that rap is not music because it doesn't involve what most people think of as singing, quote unquote singing?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the exact argument is, but he hates rap. He just hates it. I know that I need to avoid it, but a lot of songs that I like that are out now very often have a lot of the chorus, and then a verse is like, ooh, that mic picked up that knuckle crack,
yeah,
man.
Whoops.
And then like maybe a verse or a bridge of like 15 to 20 seconds of someone rapping. Uh-huh. It's hard to get around, man. Just like these explicit songs, it's hard to get around.
Yeah.
I'm getting all my angst out.
Getting quite worked up there.
These things happen. Well, speaking of the Beatles, they were playing in a coffee shop the other day, and I wanted to play a song of theirs. So, if you mind indulging me,
I love this song. Do not mind.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my love is away?
You just heard "With a Little Help from My Friends" by the Beatles. Actually, yeah. So my dad actually called in, and he called my phone. He's on the phone right now, actually. And he's saying that I'm slandering his name,
and mischaracterizing what he said and his views on rap music.
Extremely false. Extremely false. That's exactly his point of view. He can. I would encourage, we can't put him up on the mic unless he calls into the show, but you know, it's what I'm hearing is that, you know, he's saying that he does like rap, and here's what I'm saying is that now I can play rap in the car. So that's all that I needed to know. So going forward, I think that also Remy, we always
it's PSA time.
We got a little. It's 3:52. We got 8 minutes left in the show. So we gotta get that song out. What are you thinking today, Remy?
For what? For this PSA?
Yeah.
Well, here, I'll do this one about texting while driving in response to you. You were on the, I don't know if we talked about this on the air or not, but you were on your bike and you were...
I was texting, yes.
Yeah. So, Dylan, this is for you.
Okay.
Texting while driving. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. Whoa. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. Dylan, I hope you will both
stop texting
text
and bike
stop
riding.
The wrecks.
I do not text and drive, actually. That's probably why. That's probably where it started, is that I... It was a gateway. Me not texting in the car was a gateway to me not texting at all in the first place.
I don't know if that's true, because wouldn't you have had a phone that could text before you were able
yes.
to drive?
Yes.
So what you're saying is you're wrong.
There's actually a reason behind it, behind my hate of texting, actually.
What's that?
It's because I had a friend in middle school/early high school, mm-hmm. where we would text all the time. We would text a lot. But then in person, we would never talk about anything, or we would never like say what's up or like hang out or whatever while we were at school or anything.
Yeah.
So to me, you know, you should be able to have a conversation. I mean, also that's like some awkward years, is ninth grade. Like,
I don't know what you're talking about. I was fantastically beautiful.
Just like now.
Yep.
Fantastically beautiful.
I never glowed up because I was always glowing.
Wow, okay.
That's absolutely false.
Well, it is 3:54. We got a little bit of time left in the show. Let's play this next song, and then we'll say goodbye to the people.
Let's do it.
I
right, you just heard... Actually, what did you just hear? Mother and Father by Broods. Great song. Great song. Thank you. So we are down. We got the last 3 minutes of the hour. This has been DJ Sweet Fig.
And Remy.
And... The show is all about perspective.
DJ Remy, because I feel like just saying "and Remy" is kind of just
you could.
It's not really.
I never called myself DJ Dylan until I was DJ Sweet Fig, until I took on the character.
Okay. Anyway.
Well, we're into our last song, and I'm gonna play. We're gonna play a Billy Joel song, which is classic because if you ever listen to the show, the first song after our show is almost always a Billy Joel song. The reason is. Very often after our show, it is the people are always, you know, someone might be running late, or the time switch of shows, it's just right away. Mm-hmm. So you know, you need to give the person a second to set up and everything. So I always play that song, but it's never during our own show. Right. So if you listen to our show, if you listen to anyone after us, you might think like, wow, they this person just really loves Billy Joel. But I always toss on New York State of Mind just because I like that song. It makes me think of New York, and I like New York.
You're from New Jersey, right, Dylan?
I am from New Jersey. I'm from New Jersey, and I'm proud, man. I don't know. I don't understand why everyone's obsessed with hating on New Jersey. I don't get it.
Well, we can talk about that another time.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Show us it's all about perspective. We'll see you next week.
Some folks like to get away.